Radlin House in Wausau is a nonprofit organization that provides services to veterans. Co-founder Linda Larson Schlitt says the Veterans Administration estimates there may be as many as 8,000 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. The VA provides services to fewer than half of them. Larson Schlitt says many homeless vets have mental health and chemical dependency problems, yet there are waiting lines for residency and treatment programs at facilities in Toma and King, as well as Milwaukee. Larson Schlitt says Radlin House is run on a shoestring budget. They requested federal grant money, including a grant for job training through the Department of Veterans Affairs, but most government grants are aimed at larger population centers like Milwaukee and Chicago. One of the main problems, says Larson Schlitt, has been lack of media attention to the issue.
It's just been horrible. It's been so frustrating to get an interview about the homeless veteran problem that we have, and consequently, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about the problem, and nobody knows that we even have a facility here in Wausau.
Gary Albrecht, veterans case manager in Wausau and advisor to Radlin House, agrees. He says each year, for the past several years, he has referred an average of 50 homeless veterans to local shelters and veterans assistance programs. Albrecht says he sees more homeless in the Wausau area because it's the last stop northward for veterans seeking help because there are no shelters north of Wausau. Albrecht says there isn't always an easy way to spot a homeless vet.
People think of the stereotypical homeless person as somebody living in a box underneath a bridge is not necessarily true. Homelessness can happen to any veteran, given economic circumstances, especially the way they are now. I also see a lot of people that are one or two paychecks away from being homeless.
Radlin House is holding a fundraiser this weekend. Proceeds will be used to help homeless veterans to stay in the community, fund drug treatment programs, and teach independent living skills. John Wanamaker, Wisconsin Public Radio.